From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Twin car bombings killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 30 in Benghazi, Libya, on Tuesday. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot about 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The U.S. State Department is confirming Americans were killed and injured in a Taliban attack on a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours beginning Saturday and going overnight into Sunday. The six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The Afghan government forces ended the attack on the Intercontinental Hotel, resulting in about 22 deaths, including 14 foreign nationals. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network plotted the violence. CIA Director Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense, but for intimidation as well. He spoke at an event in Washington hosted by the conservative research group, the American Enterprise Institute. He said that North Korea is less than a year away from putting Americans at risk. He said the country's next obvious move would be to develop the capability to launch multiple missiles concurrently. The United States joined its NATO allies on Tuesday in launching a pressure campaign against the use of chemical weapons in Syria while singling out Russia for protecting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. This is VOA News.